Time for Check of Sports here on Kate Radio from the American Insurance Press Box. I'm Aaron Worm. Prep football on a Wednesday night here in the state of Minnesota. Let's run through your scoreboard. The game you heard on KATE, Austin wins the matchup between rival schools as Austin beats our Albert Lea Tigers 45-6. Austin picks up their first win of the season. They're now 1-7. Albert Lea drops to 0-8. Playoffs start on Tuesday for our Tigers. Looks like a trip to Winona will be on the docket for Albert Lea on Tuesday. Again, Austin wins 45-6. Janesville Waldorf Pemberton beats Alden Conger Glenville Emmons in a battle of two teams also looking for their first win. JWP 46, Alden Conger Glenville Emmons nothing. New Richland Heartland Ellendale Geneva with a big win against Waterville Elysian Morristown as they beat their rivals. Panthers 42, Buccaneers nothing. Lester Prairie in a good one, got by USC 14-6. Other scores from around the state of Minnesota: Blooming Prairie hammers Medford 48-7, Faribault 36, Northfield 7, Goodhue gets by Triton 33-22, Grand Meadow puts 48 on the board. They beat Kingsland 48-24, Leroy Ostrander 64, Lyle Austin Pacelli 12. Battle in Mankato. They battle for a jug each year. Mankato West gets by Mankato East by 3, 23-20. Scarlets pick up the win. Mayor Lutheran shuts out Cleveland 34-0. New Prague over Red Wing 48-13. It a good one. Owatonna by 3 over Casson Manorville 17-14. Rochester Century beat Winona 22-20. Rochester Lord 40, Pine Island nothing. Rochester Mayo beats Byron 41-15. Stewartville by 40 over Rochester John Marshall 49-9, and Waseca shuts out Laverne 34-0. Volleyball last night, Class 2A Region 6 quarterfinals. Lake Mills, they're moving on in the postseason as they win in straight sets 25-19, 25-10, 25-17. Bulldogs are now 33-4 on the season. Prep sports going on today in volleyball. Afternoon matchup, Alden Conger at Lester Prairie. That game will start at 3. USC is at Waterville Legion Morristown at 7:15. Girls swimming and diving, Albert Lea is at Northfield. That will start at 6:30. Boys and girls cross country today, Lake Mills and Northwood Kensett. They compete in the regional meet at Newman Catholic in Mason City. That will start at 3. The Minnesota Timberwolves cruise to a 124-106 victory over the Houston Rockets to start the season last night. Anthony Edwards energized the first full-size home crowd of his career with 29 points in 31 minutes for Minnesota. Karl Anthony Towns led the way with 30 points and 10 rebounds. D'Angelo Russell had 22 points and 7 assists in the victory for the Wolves. The Philadelphia 76ers, they had little trouble winning their season opener while guard Ben Simmons stayed home. Joel Embiid, he scored 22 points. The Sixers coasted to a 117-97 win at New Orleans. The Houston Astros and Atlanta Braves are just one win away from a meeting in the World Series. Framber Valdez allowed just one run and three hits over a postseason best 8 innings as the Astros rep Boston 9-1. Astros lead the ALCS 3-2. And former Twin Eddie Rosario belted 2 of the Braves' 4 home runs as they hammer the Los Angeles Dodgers by a score of 9-2. Atlanta leads the NLCS 3-1. Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield will sit out tonight's game against the Denver Broncos with a painful left shoulder injury. Cleveland announced that backup Case Keenum will start, ending speculation about whether Mayfield would try to push through an injury to his non-throwing shoulder that he suffered last month and has worsened in recent weeks. Now Keenum has made 62 career NFL starts, most recently for Washington back in 2019. The San Francisco 49ers are optimistic that starting quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo can return this week from a right calf injury. Now, coach Kyle Shanahan says Garoppolo will be limited at practice after missing one game with the injury and is on target to play Sunday night against Indianapolis. The Niners also expect to be without backup quarterback Trey Lance, who sprained a knee while filling in for Garoppolo. Two people with knowledge of the situation say 6 schools from Conference USA have applied for membership to the American Athletic Conference. The two people tell the AP that Rice, North Texas, and Charlotte have applied for membership. The other schools are UAB, Texas San Antonio, and Florida Atlantic. And last night in college football, Chandler Stanton hit a 24-yard field goal as time expired, giving Appalachian State a stunning 30-27 win over 14th-ranked Coastal Carolina. And that's Check of Sports from the Americana Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports. I'm Aaron Worm.